Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers live with Ty in the transport parking lot. And we also, since it's the end of the month, it's the last Friday of the month, we have the special melting block of ice with Tim Skoutalis of Max Digital. He'll be joining us. It's a 30-minute show, so here's what you want to do. Do me a favor. Go ahead and grab the link. You see it below. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend. If you've got somebody in transport, let's say you're a car shipping broker, let's say you're even a dispatcher or a carrier, and you're trying to grow business, you're really, you know that digging through the leftovers, you can do that. But what you could do is get direct customer relationships. Okay, Jay, sounds interesting. I want to learn more, but how do I really do it? That's what Cars on the Move is all about. Send it to a friend. We're going to be live for 30 minutes. And you know, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, get advice, bounce ideas off them. That's what we just talked about on Tuesday night. Where did you get that idea? Right? Do you have a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it an idea that isn't, you know, is it half-baked? Do you have a half-baked idea? Let's get it fully baked. Come on, Cars on the Move on Auto Transport Intel. Join us. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's go live with Ty and see what's going on. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. How's it going? I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm in the transport parking lot. It's really hot. And I'm excited about today because we're talking about the melting block of ice. So today, I'll go grab a piece of ice and show you how long it'll last on the ground. It's just like a car, right? Kind of funny. But that no, I'm good. Pretty pumped. Got a lot going on. I want to go ahead and shout out Tony Long with the IARA. That's coming up in August. Really looking forward to that. Networking as well as learning stuff to bring back to you guys what's going on. I noticed another thing I'm really excited about, Tim, is I always say this when we talk, but the reason you don't hear us talk about trucks and the hydraulic fluid that's all over the parking lot and how to tie the car down is because we're talking business. So business in transport is who's your customer and what are they doing? How do you make money? You're a car haul. You haul cars. Whose cars are you hauling? Right? And what are they dealing with? So we like to talk about car dealers that buy cars, sell cars. We like to talk about auctions that buy cars, sell cars. And we like to talk about car dealers. That's how we own our own business. That's what we do. So I always say the same thing all the time. Let's see what Tim's got to say. You ready for Tim?
Yeah, let's bring him in. Where do I go? I got to click on a button. Let's go to camera one while I'm doing that. Also, thanks for joining the live chat and saying hello. And Tim, oh, there he is. Tim's in the live chat. Let's see if we can get him on screen. What's going on, Tim? How you doing, man?
Good. What's happening, fellas? Thanks for having me,
Tim.
I just want to say, anybody that doesn't know, this is Tim Skoutalis of Max Digital.
Hey, buddy.
We're so glad you're joining us. Tim, what's happening with you?
Hey, nothing much, man. I was trying to come to you live.
Like, what's the market doing?
But
hey, hang on. Let me mute Ty. Go ahead, Ty. I muted him. Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to come to you live today from but I went to the dealership, had a meeting set, but he's like, man, I forgot it's the end of the month. Like a sin to go to a dealership as a vendor and visit at the end of the month. So I got out of there. I'm back in my office. You know, here in the SAC in Wilmington, North Carolina. Would love to be out there getting some sun like Ty, but not today.
Okay, that's fair. But you just dropped a video, and Ty, I muted. What's that? Talk about your – that's good, man, analogy with the summer body, winter body. And by the way, I'm still working off my COVID body.
Right. So. Okay. Well, so I was sitting there. My wife and I were sitting having dinner the other night, and we were like, God dang it. Our summer bodies are all gone. And she's like, well, August 1st, you know, we start working out again. And that's true. You know, we typically take my wife and I June and July off, and you know, we put the dieting and the exercising, you know, we still think about it, but you know, that's that's our time to have fun and just enjoy. We love the beach. We got a boat. The kids are out surfing and we go on vacation. But when we go back to school in August, it's time to get back at it. You know, be a little more conscious about what we're eating, working out more. And I really think that dealers have kind of been on vacation for the last, heck, I want to say all of 21 so far. I mean, when you throw up what the market has done on the wholesale and retail side, there it hasn't been hard to go wrong. But I think it's time to start getting back in the gym and start working out and doing the things that we are supposed to be doing in more normal times, focusing on sweet spot sales. Heck, there's been no melting blocks of ice over the last 6-8 months. There's been no aged inventory. Well, I think guys are starting to see aged inventory.
I brought up your slide.
Great. Perfect. So this is from our good buddy, Paul at Blackbook. And, you know, this is a, so if you're a transporter and you're wondering, like, you know, what's going on, and why is my used car manager getting a little tense lately? Here's the reason. So from the beginning of the year, all the way until for the last 4 or 5 weeks, prices have just been going up, 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 and up. So, man, if you bought something today, it was worth more the following week and more than a week after that and more the week after that. That hasn't been the case the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it's probably putting your used car manager on edge. Now, I say a used car manager. There are some dealers who are not having this problem. But in general, the market is starting to kind of like back up. So it's time to get back in shape and start doing the things that dealers need to be doing. And, you know, if you're a transporter and your used car manager is getting a little cranky, this is probably why.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How, I mean, in what you do, like I was thinking about this morning. I watched your video yesterday. It was awesome. I was thinking about this, like, there are things in my business that I know just instinctively, right? Just by paying attention, just because I've done it for so long. And I've watched car dealers for years, and I go back and forth a lot. Is this something they just instinctively know? Is this something they have to pay attention to? Is this some kind of technology they need? I mean, how do they figure this out? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, well, I think what we have gone through for the last year and a half, no one has any experience with. You know, when we started back last April, May, June, we all thought the world was coming to an end, and we stopped making cars, and we tried to sell everything, and rental car companies went out. All these things that led to what we're seeing now. Inevitably, used car dealers are, I think, glass half empty kind of people, and are just waiting for the inevitable other shoe to drop. And they see the traffic count. They know what they were making. So let me tell you a story. I said this the other night on Tuesday. I literally have a dealer that got, you know, called out on by his boss for only making $3,500 a car. Let me tell you what. Before this year, that was a ton of money, right? You know, now other stores in his group are making close to $7,000-$8,000 a car, but man, $3,500 a car—that's a great profit. And when I hear stories like that, that guys are pulling back on gross and getting a little
guys.
That's their technology, Ty. That's, I think, to answer your question, it's not technology. I think it's right here. It's in their gut. Can you see that? It's in their gut right here. You got one of those, Ty?
Ty does not have a gut. Ty, oh my gosh. Do not travel with Ty. He has no gut.
He does look
kind of skinny. He has heart. He's got a lot of heart and instinct. Look at and, him. Yeah. What's up? Talk about, yeah, exactly. The Brad Pitt of auto transport. No, seriously, it's crazy. Hey, let's go to your second slide. You've got to get some really great stuff, and I was just sharing the link to your video in the live chat.
Oh,
here
cool.
We go. So
the next like indicator that things are, you know, getting a little bit more normal. Well, the slide on the left, the new car days, the day supply on new cars, that's way the yellow line represents 2021. I always refer to 2019 as the last, you know, normal year. So look where it was in 2019. But look where it was in 2020. So, and there's no indication that new car supply is coming back. What you look on the right side though, is used car supply. We've crossed over where we were in 2020 and are headed back towards more normal times. So dealers have inventory. But the lack of new car will make late model, clean, high option, you know, nice cars worth a ton of money. So that's where there's like this, there's some angst in trying to like sort out that, that stuff. This will also, if you're a new car delivery guy, you know, I guess there's certain pieces of inventory that are out there, but, used cars, there's plenty of used cars to be had. And I think over the next 90 days, you know, cars going back and forth to the auction, I think we're going to see a healthy dosage of that going on.
And hey, check this out in the live chat. Silver Mint says, sounds like dealers should be paying more for transport.
Yeah. I mean, I've never said that they shouldn't. Your dealer is having a good year. This, hey, you know what Ty would say if he could talk?
Well,
he would say if you were talking to your dealers, you would know.
This gets into, so like, because on my dispatching show, we know this. You know what it's like negotiating price with a dealer?
What?
What's it like?
To negotiate price? Oh, they love to be the buyer because they're constantly the seller. If the dealer gets to turn the table, oh my God, they're going to cry.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. And they say stuff. They do. And that's why, again, I have my poker cards. I have all my props on Thursdays because you got the cards and you're like, you know, well, we move it all day. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that are just default responses.
Yeah.
We get that rate all day. And this is where, well, negotiation is a game.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I would be, as a dealer, I would be willing to pay a little bit more if I knew the guy hauling my cars.
Exactly.
Remember I had that? A cell phone.
Remember Lloyd last month?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Right. I mean, that was a great discussion we had on Tuesday about, yeah, in the guy on Long Island, right? That was Lloyd who we were talking to. Right?
Well, Lloyd, Long Island was Ron.
Ronnie.
But a month ago, we had Lloyd on this show.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay a little bit more. Now, you're never going to get a car dealer to admit this, but I'm telling you, if you call, you know, if you had a good relationship and you said to the guy, listen, you know, I can get these cars here, but I'm going to need to charge you a little bit more. Okay. I know they're coming in one piece. I know who to call when they're not here. Heck, I know you. I'll let you drop off after we close, before we open on Sunday. I'll give you the keys to the back gate. I mean, you don't know what sort of stuff can happen if you develop a relationship. If you're working the load board, you don't know any of that stuff.
Develop a relationship. There it is. And none of this is cut and dry. And not everybody's built the same way.
No. And car dealers are hard to get into. They're a tough nut to crack. Let me tell you the things that they like. They like food. Buy them lunch. Bring them coffee. Donuts. I do a thing online where I bring donuts to the desk. They're always... time is something you don't want to mess with. So be cognizant of their time. And the last thing is money. I don't recommend going at them with
money.
Don't do that. You'll get thrown
out.
That
would be my advice. Don't undercut on the price.
Do not. No, not necessarily.
Exactly. That's a weakness, right?
Yeah.
It's like a shark smelling blood. I will say this. We were talking about digital dealer. Me and Ty were talking about digital dealer. Hey, Ty, Ty's got to be like, dude, what happened to my audio? Here, I'm going to ask you to unmute. See if you can unmute, Ty, because I think we're good. Okay, so, hey, Ty, we were talking about digital dealer. What could a transporter do at a digital dealer show?
Well, if digital dealer, you say there's going to be dealers. I don't know much about digital dealer, but if you want to go to the show, there's nothing wrong with it because just what Tim said, just what you said, just what I say, it's meeting people that are in our industry. Those relationships, like Jay and I meet people all the time that at the moment that we meet them, There's no need to talk to them or anything, but we know them. 6 months later, something comes up. Oh, remember so-and-so at the place? Yeah, let's bring them on. So it kind of works the same way, in my opinion, as it would a guy who owns a truck and a trailer. By going to these places, by meeting these people, by knowing the industry, by listening to what Tim's saying, the market is changing. I saw Jared Kaplis, or however you say his last name, Black Book. He posted something that's all the indicators, you know, call it a narrative, call it a story, whatever you want to call it. If you're paying attention, something is happening right now. What is it? Oh, the used car prices were going up. Now they're going down. What are the dealers got to worry about? Tim's telling us, oh, we're going to be stuck with this inventory that we paid too much for 30, 60 days down the road. Now how are we going to sell it? And we're buried in it, right? So as car haulers, the more we know what the dealer's going through, the more we're able to have that conversation. Just like Tim said, when I go to a dealership, I bring something, usually food. The other thing I do is I bring a name. Who do I know that they might know? Does that make sense? So relationship. Hey, I saw this Max Digital Tim guy. You ever heard of Max Digital? No. Well, they're talking about inventory all the time. What do you do with your inventory? Now we're having a conversation. Get it? So that's kind of the approach I take. The other thing that Tim said that I thought of, I believe, and I don't know, Paul, Tim, and somebody may know, the moratorium, I think, ends this weekend for all the forbearance. Has everybody heard that?
That's a Paul Machine question. He's the one who keeps saying that. I thought it was September 1st, but is it August 1st?
On the housing, I know for sure it's this weekend. Okay. On the autos, I don't know. This is the last weekend. Congress is having problems. Everybody's panicking. It's going to be the end of the world.
Inevitably, right? All that stuff is going to be loosened eventually. If not now, eventually. Right? So, yeah.
Careful where I move.
All right. Slide three. I want to hit slide three before we forget.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about this. So check this out, Ty. Hopefully you can see this slide here. This one is real good from Black Book, and I think Paul talks about it, but just released this week, you can see this line indicates the average days to sale for a used car since all the way back to 2019. And I kind of circled, this is what normal looks like. The top there, I circled up where we peaked out in June of 2020, where it was taking on average 52 days to sell a used car. So you'll hear dealers talk about, how am I turning my inventory? You know, I'm turning it real good. Well, seven times a year is not very good, okay? Typical would be, you know, 10, 11, 12, super fast dealers, 13, 14, 15 times a year. You'll notice at the far right here, we bottomed out at about 11 and a half as an industry, but we've turned back up. So that's that, the ice, I think, is finally starting to melt. As we were on the way down, then nothing was melting. The guys were selling it before it was melting. They're starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable as things get a little damp to keep with the ice.
Okay, so days to turn. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm a car hauler. What do I need to know this for? Well, it gives me an indication as to how often this guy needs to go get more cars. Is that right, Tim?
Yep.
So sure. I tell guys, start practicing driving to the car lot that you take cars and counting the cars on the lot. So you got 100 cars on the lot. How many do they sell? Probably pretty close to 50, right, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Some guys will sell all 100 in a month. Right? That guy's turning his inventory 12 times. You know, it's if the guy's only turning it 5 times, yeah, he's only selling 50.
Okay, so I'm learning. Tim's educating. Mm-hmm. The point would be, if you have a relationship with a car dealer, they're turning their inventory, used to take forever, then it went really fast, now it's going back up. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right. Starting to slow down.
It's going to slow down, right? So what are you going to do if you're a car hauler? Go find more customers, what I would do.
And I was, okay, perfect segue, because I think the question, I'm looking at the live chat, Silver Mint, I mean, that's the thing. Our audience hits right on it. I love this. Most dealers aren't willing to listen objectively because they are motivated by dollars. Sure. The question I have is, how do you dazzle the dealer then? With
what do
technology?
You mean
How does an auto transport business stand out? Ooh, Ty's got, what do you have there, Ty? We'll come back to that question.
Do you know that guy?
Jay? I don't, but I remember his
name. It's Jay, and then there's Tim. He's Hi, a Tim, Max Goodson. He's a good
Hello.
Guy. How is the show last week?
We have 62%, I think it's like 100, or not, it's like 870.
Nice catch up.
62%.
62. Good sale.
Good sale.
What change? All right, here's, a, hey, cars. Here's the question. What changes has she noticed lately?
Degrees. It's hot.
Oh.
We're sweating out here.
Okay.
What about cars coming in, cars going out? I mean, Guitars and cars, Tim. You got to come to Guitars and Cars. Yes.
What is that? Oh, I saw that on
Justin
LinkedIn.
When,
yes. Guitars and Cars. When is it?
The 11th. We did get a brand new dealer coming down, and he's going to sell a bunch.
Wow. You heard it live first.
Okay.
America's Auto Auction.
Now, hey, is Auction Academy
August
there?
August 11th.
Is Auction Academy? Auction Academy. Is Auction Academy there?
Thank you.
Oh, couldn't get it in there. You know what? I have a note. I have a note about Auction Academy, August 11th in Kansas City. So I want to follow up on that. We need to find out what's going on. That's a Wednesday. That's Guitars and Cars. But again, hey, Tim, how does a car shipping business stand out for the dealer?
Jay, I think every guy is sold a little differently. You know, most used car managers, they respect a persistent guy. They also respect somebody who's respectful of their time. So I'd say you need to be persistent. You need to be respectful of their time. But at the same point, be flexible. Hey, man, come back tomorrow. Listen, the guy might... It sounds like a blow off. Maybe it is, but you know, I would try three or four times before I'd stop going back. And you know, I don't know. Do you tell me, do guys do stuff for free? I don't know if you can do free hauls anymore, but
no, but I like your, see, that's the thing is I think I personally, here's a secret. I love to give out a secret every show. Secret. And Ty knows this. I do not like to be flexible on price. It's one of the things that I'm sacred about.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But I'll be flexible on service.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, right? You know, I come after hours. I come before. I come early. I come late. You know, if you want a big account, you might have to go a little bit above and beyond. That would be my recommend. Those are my thoughts. I don't know. You guys.
Well, but I also like the persistence. There's something to be said for... I don't know if it's a movie or an analogy or what it is. It's probably a yarn from Mark Twain. But the dog shows up on Monday. Get out of here. Dog shows up again on Tuesday. Get out of here. Dog shows up again on Wednesday. What is going on here? Is there something here? The Fight Club thing, right? Yeah. If you can break through that persistence, it's an amazing thing. And how much did that cost?
Sorry. I've got over here behind me a dealer. We're going to talk to him. He's a wholesaler dealer.
We're in the wildlife. Over here, so, over my shoulder, I see a dealer. We're about to sneak in and say hello.
Look, watch this. This will be good. I like this guy. Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Oh, you know.
Trying to fix it?
I'm not there.
Okay, real quick, how are the prices? Still high?
Oh, they're strong.
Pretty strong. You wholesale pretty much,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Exclusive.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm still paying $500 a car, any car.
What's that?
I'm thinking both paying $500 a car, any car.
$500 a car, any car.
A while back, they were at $750. Hold on. Never heard of that. And, you know, they dropped it back to like $250, but that's crazy. It's a crazy unprecedented.
There we go. Now we can see.
Who you got on the line?
Oh, it's my buddy Jay, our YouTube. We're talking, have you ever heard of Max Digital? He's talking about getting your inventory and turning it.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you turn your inventory, it's important.
It is.
Okay.
Sure. What we just witnessed going on there was
amazing.
What is? Are we in the? You're in the parking lot, right? He's not doing work inside the sale, is he?
No. We're outside the sale, okay. Just fixing a couple little things.
Well, right. This goes beyond detailing. It's interesting because that what I'm thinking right now, like that's the transporter, right, working on the hydraulics roadside or whatever. Everybody, when you're a specialist, let's get this thing going.
Hey, watch this. There's another one. Hey, buddy, you car hauler? You cars? You don't even know how to haul a car. You don't transport?
Yeah.
Dealer? Car haul.
No, car haul.
You transport cars? How long?
Oh, poquito English. Poquito English.
Como se dice? How long you transport cars? Como se dice? You know?
Oh, check this out. Hey, good one in the live chat. Silverman, ask the dealer for a couple of scenarios where they would pay a premium for transport. Actually, I really like that idea. Go ahead and turn the... You know what? Since you turned the tables, I'm going to turn the tables again. How do you like those apples?
Yeah. Were you asking me that question? I think if I'd pay... A dealer would pay a premium on, guaranteed delivery date. I think, what we're seeing... What I heard a lot of recently is guys can't go to one auction and get a truckload of cars. Right? So I would... And especially with platforms like... Stockwave out there and online buying, I buy one car here, I buy one car there, I buy one car here. It's like, I can't get a whole load. So it's like days or weeks before I get that one car that's stuck out there. I mean, you'd be surprised if a car is sitting online for a little bit longer, maybe you can ask, hey, would you be willing to pay a little bit more? I mean, I don't know what sort of visibility. I'm not in the dealership every day. You tell me, Jay. Is that something a dealer can do?
I got a take on this. It's kind of frustrating because, in my opinion, you're talking two different things, Jay. The guys that want to bitch about the car dealer not paying enough and he's a tight ass and, a dickhead and all these things that, car dealers suck. Well... Is that your customer or is that somebody you found on a load board that's giving you the runner? There's a difference. If it's your customer, if you have that relationship, what we're trying to tell you is there is value in the relationship. It is different from customer to customer to customer. Your job is the cars delivered when you said they would be delivered. Now we can start negotiating rate. You talk to some stranger broker from a load board that doesn't know you, I promise you, they've been dicked around so much by the car hauler, F you, and whatever the hell you're asking.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Likely the guy you're the guy who ends up delivering the car, you're representing the entire transport business. Or, not just, you might have a great service, but because the guy's had a bad experience with this one car, he's pissed off at all transporters. That's I think the way it goes. Yeah.
So if we're going to bitch about the rates suck and car dealers suck, let's be more specific about exactly what kind of a car dealer we're talking about in context. Because I don't promote car dealers have sucky rates because I have relationships with my car dealer and I get what I need to make my business successful as well as support the dealer because I'm a service industry. He wants his cars when I said they would be there. Now we can talk. And also think about what this guy does every day. He has some schmuck to buy. He's got a car priced for 20 grand. Guess what the schmuck offers him? 10.
Right.
You don't think that this guy does negotiations all day long? Really? You think he's just being a jerk? No. He deals with scum all day long that are doing nothing but trying to tell him his stuff that he thinks is worth X is worth X. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah. Totally.
And what's so interesting?
I hope I made my point.
Well, you did. And there's so much happening here is that there's somebody right now. I'm going to go to camera one. I know there's somebody right now sitting in the audience going, what are you guys talking about? I just want to book a load or I just want to start a business. And I understand where they're coming from. The thing is, we get in these circles of these small circles. I was trying to find a graphic. You know that graphic where there's like three or four people around a post and they're pushing and they're just going in circles all day? I don't know what they're doing, actually. If they're milling corn or I don't know what that thing is for. The point is you get stuck in your job and you're going in circles all day and you're so busy doing that, it's almost impossible to break out of the box and come up with new ideas. And that is the whole point here. Is, as Paul Machine says, throw the box out. And I know how hard that is. I was a dispatcher. I couldn't think about anything except the load board I'm staring at. And it took all day, and I really didn't get anywhere, and I felt terrible. Talk about a gut. I felt terrible. My point is this. I love what we're talking about. We may not have proposed any solution that actually fits you at this moment. But we're talking about a larger industry perspective of, and by the way, not only are we doing that, but Tim is throwing down serious information and knowledge about what it looks like out there in reality. If you can translate this information into a conversation to build a relationship, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think that's the point. Sorry, Ty. I think that's the point of these conversations we have at the end of the month. And let me just tell you, the pain or that a car dealer's feeling, he's getting yelled at by customers, his GM, the owner, right, his wife. what's going on in the auto industry, help you guys, figure out how to get more cars and get more money out of them. Go for it.
And I'm a brass tacks kind of guy in that, okay, now that we've talked conceptually, somebody's saying, all right, how do I do it? What do I need to do right now? Can somebody drive down to a dealership that's in their backyard and start talking to somebody?
Yeah. If you're a transporter, you could, sure. Is it worth your time? I don't know.
Let's say they walk in, pull the truck over. Would you bring the truck and trailer?
I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't go today. It's the last day of the month. You're going to piss the guy off. Don't go in on the last day of the month. Go in beginning of the month, so maybe the second week of the month. Bring him some donuts. Ask him how it's going. There's a guy at the end of my street who parks his transporter every week and a half or so. And I wonder where he lives here in town. But, I mean, I imagine he goes and talks to the guys that have car dealerships around here. I mean, I don't know. Where do you live? Wouldn't it be nice to be dropping cars off right around the corner from your house? I don't know. Do guys do that, Jay? You tell me.
Right. And this is – we're in Ty's back. I think Ty's so hot and – Ty's gotten so hot and sweaty out there, his screen turned off. What is it, 100 degrees in Kansas City? I'm surprised we don't hear tires blowing out in the background.
Soaked, dude.
Yeah, he's soaked.
He's melting.
Right, Ty is melting.
Well, listen, I love what we're doing. I'm pretty excited. Sorry if I get a little upset sometimes, but I think we try to complicate this business more than we should. I think it sounds very simple, like this. If you want to be a car hauler, my advice is to go talk to a car dealer and go hang out at auctions. Lots of questions and then shut up and listen.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Guys, thank you so much. I love this show. Tim,
good
thank
seeing you
for being Thanks, our Tim. Special guest every month on the last Friday on the Melting Block of Ice.
And we got good stuff coming, so stay tuned. Jay, we need to talk offline, all right? So,
right on. Okay.
Peace out, guys. Thanks,
Have a
guys.
Great weekend. Bye, thanks, guys.